Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Chav Gimel. We're holding Chav Beis Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amid. Tana Rabbana. Shnayim Oimim Niskacha, Ushnayim Oimim Loi Niskacha. This is a continuation of the learning that we had yesterday. We started at the top of the Amid with a Braisa. Subsequently, had Rabbi Yochanan. You'll remember we had some difficulties with Rabbi Yochanan's Memra, and therefore we had three Pshatim of Abaya, Rava, and Rav Asi. And now the Gemara is continuing in a similar vein. We have over here a young lady where two people say Niskacha. She is married. She's not married. And now the question is, she wants to remarry someone else, not the same person who is alleged to have married her. She wants to marry somebody else. So the Gemara says, the bride says, she can't get married. After all, there are two people that say she's married already. Lady can't be married to two men. Yeah, it's taka true that there are two men that say loy niskacha, but there are two that say niskacha. So we got two against two. Loy tinase lechatchila, she should not marry someone else. Vimnisis, however, if she did marry someone else, b'diavad loy teitzei, she can stay with that husband. On the other hand, shnayim oimim niskarsha ushnayim oimim loy niskarsha, two people say she was divorced, to say she was not divorced. Harizulay Tinase, she should not remarry, because two people say that she is still married to somebody else. The amnistis, however, if she did remarry someone else, Taitse, she has to leave. So now there's an obvious difference between the Reish and the Sefer. Both the Reish and the Sefer are talking about two Edom saying one thing and two saying the other thing. Two against two. Nevertheless, in the Reish it says that if she remarried, loy teitzei, she can stay with her new husband. In the Sefer we say that if she remarried, teitzei, she cannot stay with her new husband. Ask the Gemara, top of Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, Manishtana, Maishna Reisha U Maishna Sefer, what's the difference? Rabbi. And Abaye says a teretz very similar to what he said yesterday. Even though the Braisa uses the expression Shnayim Oimrim, amend the Braisa as if it would read B'eid Echad. And therefore you have Eid Echad Oimer Niskacha, B'eid Echad Oimer Loi Niskacha. So what difference does that make? Says the Gemara, even though they disagree on whether or not she became Mikudeshes or not, however, both of them agree that historically, both of them agree that at one time she was still single. Whether today she is still single, that's a machloikis the two Edom. One says yeah, and one says nish. However, they both agree that prior to today, or last week, or last month, whenever, at some time in the past, they both agree that she was a pnuya. The one that says that she got married, he's only one against the two of them together. The two of them together agree that she was a single young lady. Of the two, one of them says she's still a single young lady. The chazoka has not been changed, has not been broken. The other eight says no, she has changed, she is now mikudeshes. But it's only one person who's saying she's mikudeshes. Havalichad, we only have now one against two. The two being the two Edom together. One plus one is two. They both say she was a pnuya. There's one Ed that says she's changed her status, she's mekudeshes. So you now have one against the two. And therefore, since Ein Dvar Shalecha Mokim Shnayim, we go and stay with the old chazaka that she was originally a pnuya. Only one suggests that something has changed. So therefore, if she remarries, loy teitzei.
It's not really a chiddush that she was once penuya, because
everybody
is penuya, right?
Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. But there could have been multiple kiddushins and gerushins and almonois and grushois. There could have been many other things that happened in this young lady's life that we're not even aware of. So the two together say, until recently, you know, whenever the person was in the scotch, predominantly says it happened on July 1st, or on February 1st, or whatever. But until that period of time, he agreed that she was a Panuya. The other one said, no, she didn't get married on February 1st or July 1st, or whatever. So, we're not talking about 100 years ago, we're talking about at some time in the recent past, they both agree she was a Panuya. The question is, has she changed her status? One says yes, one says not. So you only got 1/8. 1/8. Avad l'chadchila, lo yitiras. But if she got married, lo yitiras. Save on the other hand. Yes, sir. Very good question. My assumption is, how can you even have a dispute whether Niskacha or Niskacha? The facts are the facts. Did she get married or did she not get married? We're not assuming that somebody is saying a sheker. So it could be in a situation such as we've had in the past.
Safek Karav Lo.
Exactly. The Safek Karav Lo, Safek Karav Lo. This was a very, very exciting marriage that instead of handing over the ring to the young lady, he tossed the ring. As you know, that's already a simon that this marriage is going to have its problems. Anyway, he tossed the ring, and had it fallen within his four amis, then the kedusha would not have been chal. Had it fallen within her four amis, it would have been chal. Guess what happened? It fell smack in the middle. And therefore, one pair of eidim say it was karev loy, and there was no kedusha. The other eight says it was karev lo, there was a kedusha. And therefore, we have this dispute between the two eight. But both of them agreed that until 2 minutes before then, she was a Panuya. Only one of them says she's changed her status. So it's one against two, says the Gemara. L'chad chila. We have 1/8 that says she's in the Scottish. Okay, l'chad chila, loytinas. And then this is, but yeah, but if she did get married, loytates. Seifa is very similar. Seifa, eidachad oimer niskash. Although the Lashon HaBraisa was two, this is Abaye saying, we're changing it to one. One said that she got a get. She did not get a get. So now let's take the same approach, says Abaye. Both agree that she was married until recently. Maybe a month ago, maybe a year ago. But she was married. One of them says, but she subsequently got divorced. The other one says, no. And again, could be the same situation where he threw the get. The one that says that she changed her status from an Ashes Ish to a Grush is only one. Because the other one said, no, Loy Niskash. So you only have one. And if you don't have one against two, so both of them agree that she was an Ashes Ish. And only one said she changed her status. So therefore we tell her, young lady, do not remarry to someone else. And if you did, Teitzei, because we have two Eidim, that she was an Eishes Ish, and Eishes Ish obviously cannot marry a second man. Rav Ashi, that was the Teretz of Abaye. Rav Ashi, Amar Li Olam Trei U'Trei. You can leave the Braisa the way it was, two and two. I'm just going to make a different emendation. I'm not going to change two to one, but I'm going to go and change the Teitzei and the Loi Teitzei, and I'm going to reverse it. And this is the way we're going to learn the price. Shnayim oimim ro'inuha sheniskacha, u'shnayim oimim loy ri'inuha sheniskacha. Two Eidim say, we saw her get married. We were there at the chasana. It took place in this hotel. We remember who the Masad Kedusha was. It was a very Leibedika chasana. We were there. Shnayim oimim, the other say, no, loy ri'inuha sheniskacha. We did not see that she got remarried, or that she got married, I should say. Harizu loy tenos, she should not marry lechatchila. V'yemnisis teitzei. However, if she did remarry, she should leave that marriage. Why should she leave that marriage? Because two people say miskach. Now, this halacha of the Gemara, or this new reading according to Ravashi, is a bit difficult. Why? Because here it didn't say that the shnayim oimim loy niskacha. we know she did not get married. They say lo yirinua she niskacha. We didn't see that she got married. No, mazel tov, pshita. They weren't invited to the chasana. There are about 1 million people that got married this year, and I wasn't there. I cannot testify that they got married because I wasn't invited. Believe me, I'm not upset that I wasn't invited. In fact, I'm very happy that I'm not invited to so many chasana. But the point is, pshita. Of course, the second pair that said, we didn't see the chasana, of course, they are, shall I say, irrelevant. I don't want to say worthless, they may be very hush of the people, but they're irrelevant. We didn't see. I also didn't see. You didn't see. He didn't see. Nobody saw. So, only two Adam say that they saw Sheniskacha, but that's good. No, two Adam say, we were there. Everybody else say, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. I wasn't there. So, what's the deal? Loitinasi, she should not get married to somebody else because two Adam say she's already married. Then this is, and of course they'd say, it's chasidut, it's adultery. Two people say she's married to Yankel. How can she go marry now Beryl? Crazy. So if you more loitricha, the diary bechotzer echad. Oh, it's talking about this. The second pair of Adam are next door neighbors. They know everything that's going on. They know exactly the whole family, and they go back to the great grandparents, and they know the brothers and the sisters, and Kutan, and they know everything. If this young lady would have gotten married, the next door neighbor would have known. Come on. They see them every single day. They wouldn't know that she got married. So the fact that they say, that's a statement. That's not just, we weren't invited to the wedding. It means that she didn't get married. We would have known about it. So I would have thought, there are some people that conduct themselves in a private manner, especially when it comes to getting married. Who knows? Maybe the shidduch wasn't such a sterling shidduch that they were so proud, so they kind of kept it quiet. And therefore, says the Gemara, that they said Leiri Inua has no halachic relevance whatsoever. Okay, you didn't know, you didn't hear. Okay, so you didn't know, you didn't hear. But sorry, a lot of people didn't know, didn't hear. But two people said Niskacha, and therefore, Tate said. Safe, on the other hand, we start off the same type of limud. Two people said we were there in Besdin when they gave a get. The other two said we weren't invited. We didn't see that there was a get given. Okay, Harizu Leitanasek, she should not remarry. The Amnesis, however, since the first pair of Adam said Niskasha, we were there at the time of the get. The Amnesis Leitanasek. If she remarried, she could stay with a new husband. After all, two Adam say that she was. In fact, it's a little bit difficult that the Gemara says, Harizu Leitanasi. Why can't she get married to Chachilla? Two Adam say, we were there to get, we saw the get, we read the get, maybe we even signed the get. So why can't she get married to Chachilla? So Rashi is bothered by this. Rashi on the third line, the Megarshi Mitzina, the Filahachi the Chachilla Loitinasi, Mishamulazus Swasai. Remember the Gemara quoted yesterday a pasuk in Mishlei. If you turn back to Chof Beis on the Beis, you'll see the Gemara brought a pasuk. Hasir mimcha ikshus peh ulezus sfosayim harchik mimecha. What does that mean? It means try to be above suspicion. You don't want that there should be even the appearance of an impropriety. After all, most people are not familiar with exactly what's going on. They just heard that the two Adam that say that she was geget, two Adam say that she wasn't geget, and guess what? She remarried. How can you go and get remarried if two Adam say that she wasn't geget? They didn't really say that she didn't get a get. They said, Leirinua. But people don't know all the details, they just know kind of the macro. And they two against two. This lady doesn't have good morals. Can you imagine? Two Adam say she wasn't divorced from the previous husband, and she's now remarrying in a second. You know, what type of lady is that? I don't want anything to do with her. So therefore, that's what the pasuk says. Always try to make yourself on the highest level of propriety. There shouldn't be even the appearance. There shouldn't be any moitzi shemra. People shouldn't go and say, Lishon Hara, this lady, she doesn't have morals. So therefore, look at chavad loitim.
In that case, what do you mean? Publicize the divorce, basically, so that everybody knows. Otherwise, it's going to be somebody.
Otherwise, she'll be iguna for the rest of her life.
What's that?
She'll be iguna for the rest of her life. If we say, don't get married, like your point.
Right, I mean,
So the best thing is that she should, wherever she goes, she should hold her get with her.
That's right. Exactly. That's the point.
Then you whatever.
It could always be two people who come and say, we don't know if she got divorced.
Exactly. I don't know. I wasn't
actually,
there.
Actually, they don't hold on to the get anymore. They have a piece of paper.
And that's nowadays.
Yeah.
Nowadays, what Brother Shai is saying is the general custom is that they don't allow the woman to keep the get, because we're afraid in 50 years from now, a Talmud Chacham is going to read and say, oh, this is misspelled, and her name was really this, and then that, and there was another nickname. So therefore, after the get is given, they tear it up, and they give a certificate acknowledging and confirming that she's the one. Anyway, beginning back to Agamar, and again, the Gemara asks the same kasha, and the Gemara gives the same tarot. My Kamashwa, you say the two people said that we didn't see which is divorced. Mazutav. Of course they didn't see. Yeah, they didn't see. I didn't see. You didn't see. Nobody saw. Only those two of them saw. So who cares? Leirinva. The Gemara Avagav the diary Mechotzer Elcha. They live again next door neighbor. And therefore, I would have thought that if there would be a get, they would know about it. The fact that they don't know about it, that's a strong statement, l'chayra, that she's not divorced. So I would have thought. So Timara, if that's what the price is teaching you, Hainuhach, we're just telling us the same moral of the story like we had in the Reisha. That even though a person lives in the same chotzer, and therefore he would have assumed that he would know all the details, Kamash Malon, he doesn't know the details. But you are no. Maud is saying Megabi Kiddush and Hubi Avini Inchin Kachin Tzidu. There are some people that want to go and be Kaddish quietly. Again, perhaps the Shidduch is not up to their standards, and maybe they're a little bit upset. They don't want to talk about it. Aber Gerushinim Isadi Igrusha Kol Isla Lemutzer. If somebody gets divorced, people find out about it. The word gets around quickly. People talk in the shul. Did you hear what happened? What happened? Mr. and Mrs. Whitman, really? Mr. and Mrs. I'm so sorry. No, it wasn't so terrible. It was a terrible marriage. Oh, really? It's a mother. Well, she gave a kiddush. Oh, yeah. Et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the word gets around about a get, whether you like it or not, as well as the young lady wants to remarry. So therefore, she wants the call to get out. And the fact that these two Adam didn't hear, didn't see, and didn't hear, and they don't know about it, I would have thought, apparently there was no get after all. Just like there are people that when they get married they do it quietly, when they have a kid they do it quietly. So therefore the fact that you have Hayden who are next door neighbors and said Loi Re'inua V'loi Shmanua, we didn't hear, we didn't see, that's all irrelevant. We only want to know about people that know facts, not people that don't know facts. Fine. So that's the end of that discussion. We go back to our Mishnah. Back in our Mishnah, which we started off with 2 days ago, said in the Mishnah, doesn't even know so quickly that you have a wonderful Chayvish in each other. Back yesterday, Chav Beis Amar Aleph, we had two cases in the Mishnah. Case number one was, both of them were Pesha Asar cases. But Isha Sha'amra, Ashes Isha Yisi, I was an Ashes Isha. But, Ugrushani, but I am now divorced. Nehmen, she's believed in Pesha Asar, Pesha Yitra. However, in the Adam show, he's Aishas Ish. What happens if two Adam say, yes, we know that she was married. And she's the only one that says, the Oimeres Gerusha Ani, Einen Emes. The two Adam that say, we know for sure, we were at the Chasana, we know for sure that she's married. She wants to say that she's not married, then she's got to prove it. Bring Adam, bring a get. So, therefore, she loses her Pesha Asar, Einen Emes. Now the Mishnah says the second case, which is, again, almost on all fours. Amra Nishbeisi, she said that I was unfortunately taken as a captive. Utoirani, but Baruch Hashem, they didn't touch me, and fine and good. Nemana, she believed. Why should Pesha also Pesha Yitra? She didn't have to go and say that she was captured. She simply could have said nothing. So therefore, she opened up the door, Nishbeisi, but she said, Toirani, believe. The Yemesh Eidim she Nishbeisi, however, if she has Eidim, if there were Adam, she was that she was captured. Here, Mary Sarini, she says, I remain Tahar, Ainan Emes. Because here, we don't need the Pesha Asar to say that she was Nishmas. We have Adam that she was Nishmas. When she says Tahirani, she has to be able to prove that she's Tahir. Otherwise, we are Choshesh, that maybe one of the captors unfortunately lived with her. And therefore, she's now Sula Lakaita. So those are the two cases of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah ends off the admission. This is what happened. She originally came to Bezin and she said, Ashes Isha Yisi Ugrushani. Or she said, Shavuya Utahirani. So we said in the Mishnah, Pesha Asa, Pesha Yitzah. In the meantime, she got married. Doesn't say, Mutalach, Mutalach, Nehemenes, get married. After she got married, then Bo Adam. Now poor Adam said, oh, we know that she was an Eishes Ish. We know that she was a Shavuya. So the Mishnah said until now, Einan Nehemenes. Here the Mishnah says, that's all good and fine before she remarried, or before she got married. But if Mishnah is Bo Adam, then she doesn't have to go and leave the marriage, because after all, the Adam don't contradict her on whether or not she's a Grusha, or whether she's Tehoira. All the Adam say were, we know that she got married, or we know that she became a Shvuya. What happened after that? We don't know. She says, I became a Grusha. She says, I'm Tehoira. Adam, I don't know. So therefore, even though had the Adam come first, before she got married, we would say, Loitinas. On the other hand, since she's already married, and now the Adam come and they want to undermine the marriage, how does Eloi Tate say she can go and stay married? So now the question is, this Mishnah, Bo Adam, is this referring to case number one, the case of the Eishes Ish, Ugrushani, or is it referring to the second case, Nishbesi, Utohirani, or is it referring to both cases? And that's going to be the discussion in the Gemara, Jokimar. Back to Chapkim Lamed Aleph, Mishnah Bo Adam Eloi Tate say. Shelley were three lines before the wide lines and Chav Gimel Amidah. Rabbi Yishia Maslila Reisha. You're welcome. Rabbi Yishia says that this goes on the Reisha of the Mishnah, the case of Eishes Ish, the Niskash. Rabbi Bar Oven Maslila Sefer goes on the Sefer of the Mishnah. What does it say in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Torah. Man the Maslila Reisha Koshkin HaSefer. The Bishvu Yekir. Madach in the case of the Reisha. Where? Again, what was the Reisha? She said, I was an Eishes Ish. Viniskarsha, Grushani, no Adam, nothing. Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter, Ne'emenes. Okay, so she got remarried, Baruch Hashem. Now, two Adam come on the scene and say, we know that she was an Eishes Ish. But they didn't contradict her about that she was a Grusha. They just said, we take away the Migri, the Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter. But she already got married. Loi Teitz. Is Koshkin a Sefer? Certainly in the Sefer we would go and say Loi Teitzin. Why? Because the Sefer case is the case of Shavuya. By Shavuya Hei Kilu, because of Nebuch, the whole circumstances of the Shavuya, as well as says Rashi, is Chshash Ba'almahu De'ikka. Shema Nivala Lo'evik Echavim. A statement that a lady is an Eishes Ish is a much stronger statement than she's a Shavuya. Because an Eishes Ish, what do husbands and wives do? So we know, of course, we're not talking about an Erisin situation, we're talking about a Nisuin situation. So the assumption is that they lived together and they were married And even if it wasn't Erisin, two Adam say she's Niskatcha, she's married. Finished. By Shvuya, all we know was that she was taken in captivity. What happened after that, we don't know. In fact, although you would think a Goyim and a young lady, what do you think they did? True. On the other hand, they're presumably capturing her for ransom. And if they went and damaged the goods, could be that they won't command the same ransom as before. So therefore, they'll tell you, she's in pristine, pure quality, a virgin the way she was when we took her. You want her back, $1 million. So there's a good spark to go and say that they didn't touch her. So since Shemuya is only chashash, it's not that I know for sure, not to even that she was married. Married, she's married. Here they're just saying she was captured. Okay, she was captured. But maybe they didn't bother. Maybe they let her sit in the room the whole time and say, Tillam, you don't know what happened. So therefore, in such a case, hey, Kilu, and if a new pair of Adam say, we know Shavuya, okay, Mazel Tov. But we still don't know that anything happened. We believe her, Tehoirani, and Loi Teitz. Oman the Mazel Tov Sefer, those that say the same, are the Reish Loi. Not on the Reish. It's only by Shavuya, hey, Kilu, because she says Tehoirani, and we have no evidence that that's incorrect. We only know that the evidence is that she's Shavuya. Therefore, she already got married, Loi Teitz. Don't you mind? Leave it. I'm going to come to forgive. The machloik is in our Mishnah between, really between Oishe and Rabbi Bar Ovin, whether or not this goes on the Reisha, goes on the same for the Chayyim. But Rabbi Nuna comes to me. What's the Rabbi Nuna? The man the Masel of Reisha is like Rabbi Nuna. A man the Masel of Seif is less than Rabbi Nuna. Who is Rabbi Nuna? If you turn back here to Chav Beis Amid Beis, the second wide line on the Amid Beis, Chav Beis Amid Beis, He says, "V'homer Rav Amnuna." Right? Just turn back. One or two pages. Yesterday's chopes on the page. Hey, no, you're going too far. Too far. Look towards the bottom of the Yamid. Bottom of the Yamid. Second wide line. You have "V'homer Rav Amnuna." Right at the end of the line. "V'homer Rav Amnuna." If a lady goes over to her husband and says, "You divorce me. I don't have to listen to you anymore. I have to listen to you for 25 years. It's over. You gave me a get." Then maybe she believed. Why she believed? Chazaka ein isha me'iza peneh b'fnei bala. A lady wouldn't have the chutzpah to go and tell her own husband, "You gave me a divorce," if it's not true. Therefore, if she says she's divorced, you can assume that it's true. So says the Gemara, getting back to our Gemara now, the Machloikis as to whether or not we believe her in the Reisha. What was the Reisha's case? The Reisha's case was, she says that I was not married originally, oh Grushani, and then I got divorced. Can we believe her that she got divorced? Rav Amnuna says yes. Nemenesa Isha Loimar Girashtani. She's believed. Chazoke Nisha Me'iza Panel. So therefore I can believe that she got divorced. So if she remarried in the meantime, even though Adam came later on, Loi Tzeit says she can go and stay. However, the other man Yama said, no, I don't subscribe to this. It's only in the case of Shvuya I allow that if she remarried, Loi Tzeit. So the Chori, that's the Machloikis. Do we hold like Rav Amnuna or not?
Whether
a woman is Me'izah Panah. Exactly right. Don't you lie? You have no right. Everybody agrees to Rav Amnuna that ain isha me'iza peneh b'fnei bala, and therefore if she says I'm gerashtani ne'menes. So what's the machlokes? Ba'achem b'fgi marisav b'kiyim by the Rav Amnuna defana of shloim defana me'iza marisav shloim defana nami ain me'iza. What the Gemara means to say is, Gemara has a similar lashon that a person is not me'iz fana b'fnei bal choyfay. Right? You have Yankel lent Beryl $100. And then Yankel says to Beryl, no, where's the money? Would Beryl, assuming he has any etiquette whatsoever, any feinkeit, would he go and say, Yankel, it's not true. I don't know you. You never lent me $100. How can you say that? He gave him $100. You don't want to pay, you don't pay. Say, I paid you back. I will pay you back. The circumstances. To go and say, you never lent me $100. The person's not made his pun to go and say something like that. But that's the fun of it. If you go over to Beryl and say, "Did Yankel lend you money?" Oh, I can meet the money. What are you talking about? I don't know what money is. I don't know Yankel is. I don't know what you're talking about. Nah. It's a question of being made upon him in front of the creditor that's demanding payment, or you're just talking in the Veltarai. In our Mishnah, the Baal wasn't present. She comes in and she says, "Rabbi, I want you to know, Ashes ish, but Grushani." So there's no husband present. Maybe there everybody would agree that a woman is Meis Panim, because there's really no chutzpah, no husband standing there that she wouldn't have the audacity, the gall to go and say to her husband, "You divorce me if it's not true." There's no husband there. So she can go and talk. Fenhab is Morgan, she can talk from today to tomorrow about all types of telltales and fake news and all the rest. Says Yimor, that's Mother. She would have that audacity and that goal. Okay, right. Now we again quote the Mishnah. This is Bo Edim. If originally she made her statement and the Bezin said, "We believe you," Nemenes, she got married, and then after that Edim came, Loi Tzeit. Omer Budishmo, Loi Nisis, Nisis, Mamish, Al Kimshi Tiruli Nasi, Al Bish Loi Nisis. Says Abu de Shmuel, we have to understand the Mishnah slightly differently. The Lashon HaMishnah is like the Gemara quotes. The Im Mishanisis, if she already got married, and then Ba'u Eidim, Loi Tzeitzit, she could stay with her husband. Says Abu de Shmuel, I'm going to expand that. Not only that she already got married, but if the Bezin already issued their Psak, Mutalach, 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 you're allowed to get remarried. And now she's looking for a shidduch. Getting a shidduch doesn't happen overnight, typically. So, a week later, two Adam came and said, "One second, before you get married, we know for sure that she was an Ashes Ish. We don't know if she got a get, she didn't get a get, but we know for sure she was an Ashes Ish." So from our Mishnah, it's mashma only in Mishnah Nisis. If she's already married, Loi Tzeitzit. But if she's not married yet, then, ain't in that matters, we gotta wait. Says Avud Shmuel, no. Kimichit ruling us, as soon as we gave her a heter, she's now blanket muteris to get married. Even if two Edom come now and say, remember, the Edom are not coming to say Loi Niskarsh. The Edom are just simply saying, we know that she was an Eshes Ish. So that takes away her migui, her Pesha Asa Pesha Yitra. Doesn't take away her Nemanus. So, Loi Tetzik. Faith Mark. Well, Loi Tetzik, sorry. Loi Tetzik sounds like, don't leave the marriage. It means that she got married. It's more Loi Tetzik, Mehat Teir Misha. Abu Dishmul is interpreting our Mishnah that once she had a heter, she doesn't lose her heter, and she stays with that heter until, unless and until somebody says, I know for sure that she didn't give a get for whatever reason.
When they say married, do they mean Erisin and Misun, or is it, could it be just Erisin?
Our Mishnah is allowing her to get not only Erisin, but also Misun, and that's the Russian of Nisus. This is a Russian of Misun. We allow her the full package, Erisin and Misun. Okay, turn about. Now we have a brass. Omra Nishbasi Torah. She says, I was not captured, but I'm tired. V'yeshli Edom Shetorani. And I even have Edom. Ain Oymen Nam Terechivo Edom. The Bezin doesn't say, okay, let's see when the Edom come. El Matir Noisamiyah. Because after all, she has a Pesha Osa Pesha Hitam. Hitiruli Nase. What happens if they gave her a Hetam? V'yachabo Edom V'yomru Lo Yodanu. And afterwards, a note peer of Edom come and say, we don't know. That's not very helpful when Edom say we don't know. I mean, I could also go and be made. Right? So tomorrow there'll be a din Torah. Not tomorrow, tomorrow Shabbos. But if it was a din Torah this morning, and there's a shaila that Yankel borrow money from Beryl, I'm going to come to Bezin. I'm prepared to testify they have no knowledge about Yankel and about Beryl and about the loan. Well, what type of Edom is that? So Rashi says it doesn't mean Leidana they don't know anything. They know that she was Nishmiz. They know that she was Nebuchadnezzar. But they don't know anything about the Tehoira Ani, whether she's Torah or not. No, Lamaisa, she already got Hitiruli Nasei. And then the Edom came, Yomelo Yadan, Arzu Loi Tetzei. She does not have to leave her husband if she already got married. And if she didn't get married, Abu Dishmu would say, Loi Tetzei Me'atzeira Harisha. Then Bo Edetoma, what happens, however, if Edetoma came? Edetoma means that unfortunately she did live with someone, even though she was a Shibuya, was against her will, but she lived with someone, therefore she became Kamei. And subsequently she married a Koyin, a Philly Yeshla Kamabonin, even if she has many children. Tate says she has to go and leave that husband because of the fact that we have unfortunately Edom that she was Nitma through the Shibuyim, through the captors. Now the Gemara tells us a story, a painful story, but a story nevertheless. Hani Shvuyos the Asiyam in Neherdor. There were a bunch of Shvuyos. Shvuyos means at least two girls that never were captured by Goyim. And now they arrived in Neherdor, and apparently they have been freed. Oysim Abu Dishmuel. Abu Dishmuel said, Nituri Badai. Let's now put Shomrim around these young ladies that they shouldn't, nobody should bother them. Shmuel said to his father, they didn't have any Shmira until now, so now the Baruch Hashem, they've been freed. Why are you concerned? Baruch Hashem, now they're free to go wherever they want. Why do they need Shmira? So Abu Shmuel now tells off his son Shmuel, these were your own daughters, and unfortunately they were Shmuyas until now. And now they were released. You would say, okay, fine, they can walk around. You don't need a shmir, everything is great. Is that the way you would be mezalzel? That you would not be careful about their continued shmir? Anyway, the Gemara says, Habikishkoga, Shiyotim of Neh Shalit. By Avu Dishmul using such an expression, Ilu Banaseh Chavyan, if it would be your daughters, unfortunately, it was a shkoga that came out of his mouth. The Gemara uses another expression, Al Tiftach Peh. The Sultan, don't go and say words that afterwards you'll regret. Just by saying that, Ilu Benosei, Nebuchadnezzar Bamsi the Mar Shmuel, that eventually the daughters of Mar Shmuel were Nebuch taken into captivity. Baskinu Arad Yisrael, and they were taken up to Eretz Yisrael. Now these two daughters of Mar Shmuel were Talmidei Chachamos, if there is such a word. In other words, they were brought up in the home of Shmuel, so they knew a lot of halacha. What did they do? There's a besmedish there in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, or wherever. They told their captors, please stand outside for a minute. We're going in, we'll be out shortly. They probably told him it's a bathroom break or something like that. So the captors stayed outside. They went inside. By the way, Mr. Raja, they're Rab Chanina. It was grabbed in the Bismedish of Rab Chanina. And the two young ladies now appear in the Bismedish in front of Rab Chanina, and presumably two other Dayanim, or maybe just Rab Chanina himself. Ha Amra, the first young lady says, Mishbeisi the Tairani, it's not true that I was captured, and I'm Tahar. Ha Amra, Mishbeisi the Tairani. The other one says, I was also captured, I'm also Tahar. So, this is a Pesha, also Pesha situation. They specially told the captors stay outside, so nobody knows that they were taken into captivity. So they have a Pesha Asa. Sharinu, the Rab Chanina was mad to them and said to both of them, here, I give you a piece of paper, you're both Muteris to go and marry to a Kohen. Pesha Asa, Pesha Eter, you're Neman. So if Oil Asa Shliyim, later on, the captors came in. Rab Chanina said, oh, Benon de Murian Einon. I see that these two young ladies must be the daughters of a Moira. A Moira means like a Moira Hara, like a Poisik, a Tamat Choch, that they knew to come without their captors. So now I have a Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter, the Neman. And even though these captors came in subsequently, I don't know that they were Tmeim. I just know it's Tmeyois. I just know that we have, if you will, Edom that they were taken into captivity. They're not even real Edom because after all we are Goyim. Anyway, but the heter I gave, so they have their heter. And subsequently he found out Rab Chanina was correct. These two girls are Taka Benon de Moryan. They are children of a great Moira Hara. And who was the Moira? None other than Shmuel. And this happened because Avod Shmuel opened his mouth and he said, Ila Benon, Kvansi. So you got to be careful about what you say. Amr B'Khanina Rav Shimon Bar Abba. So subsequently Rav Khanina said to Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Rashi said Rav Shimon Bar Abba was a Kohen, as well as the Gemara says he was a family member, cousin, second cousin, whatever, of Shmuel. He said, Poik, it will be Kroiv Asayich. You know what? See what you can do for your Kroivois, meaning if you find one of them to be desirable, go and marry one of the young ladies, even though you happen to be a Kohen. Because I was mad to her. That was the heter that he gave her. Pesha also Pesha heter. Omri Rab Chanina, what about their Edom Yisayam about what happened about the Shibuya? And maybe they even know whether Chas Shalom Nitma or not. Let's wait to see what the Edom have to say. Gemara Hashemi is less new. Come on. You never go and hold off a Dintreira and delay and say, well, let's wait till the Edom come. You have to go and decide based on the facts that are here. Now, after all, Edom Tzad Esta Mitzayaser, this is a Gemara, a Talmudic expression, which means there might be Edom on Esta, and Esta is the name of a place, Mitzad Sofai. It's like saying, yeah, maybe there are Edom in the North Pole. Let's wait until North Pole is evacuated, maybe there will be Edom coming over here. You know, if Edom are here, we'll listen to them. They know Edom over here. When they come, we'll worry about it then. But in the meantime, we're not going to worry. Due to our Talmud, we'll just Edom. Because no Edom came, but also Edom Mitzra. However, were Edom to come now, she would be a Sura. Now, the Gemara again is assuming Edom means Ede Shavuya, that she was, or that these two girls were Shavuyais, that they were taken to captivity. And those Edom were Aser. Once you got your heter, you're allowed to go and get married, even if Edom come on the scene. So who cares whether Edom or you're going to come, Nish going to come? Bottom line is, Kim Chichurun and Sasi, since we gave them a heter to go and remarry, or to marry, Al Bishloinis is even if she didn't get married yet, the heter remains. Amar Vashi, Ravashi says that we said, let's wait for Edom, they weren't talking about Ede Shibuya, but talking about Ede Tumma Itmar. If they're Ede Tumma, if Ede Tumma come on the scene and say that she unfortunately was Nivala through the guy, then she wouldn't be able to live with the Koyan. Like Imara said before, Eide Tumma, then, even if she has Kama Bonim Teitze, she can't live with a Koyin. She is, unfortunately, she became Nifsula by the fact that she lived with a Koyin, even though it was Nansa. But that's the halacha, that a young lady that was Nansa is still Osir to a Koyin. And that's the end of that story. We're on to the next Mishnah. Yes.
If the characters are still there, then what does it matter if Rabbi Chanina said that they're willing to marry a Kohen? They're still in captivity, effectively. They're still with her captors.
There's no question that they eventually. She only got married after she was freed. If she would still be in captivity, the chosid wouldn't want to go and be in captivity with her, and she would not be free to come to the wedding hall to go and get married to the chosid. So they were free. The Gemara left out that important detail. It also doesn't say how much they had to pay. Whether it's $100,000, $1 million, they were free. After they got freed, Reb Chanina says, okay, you, Reb Shimon bar Abba, go and marry. You're a kohen. It's one of your kroivos. Go and marry. Aye, there may be Edom that are going to go and come. Well, worry about the Edom when they come. What do you mean I have to worry about Edom? I have the captors. They have Edom. They're going to go and tell you Shvuya. Doesn't matter. Once I gave a heter, as long as it's only Edom Shvuya, not Edom Tumah, Edom Shvuya, then she's free to remarry, even though they came before she married, because that's Abu Dishmuel, Loitetze Mihatera Harisha. The heter that she has is a good heter. Aye, why were they talking about, let's wait for the Edom? They thought about Edom Tumah. Edom Tumah, if they come from the North Pole, we'll deal with it then. In the meantime, you know, Edom Tumah, she's free to marry this Kayan, and she's free to stay with the Kayan, unless and until Edom Tumah come on the scene. Okay, on to next Mishnah, Chav Gimel Amid Beis, top line. Look to Mishnah. Shtei Noshim Shinishbu, you have two ladies that were both taken to captivity, just like we had now, the two daughters of Shmuel, two women, Shinishbu. Each one says, I have a pesha, also pesha hitter, I was nishbeisi, but I'm still tohira. Ain't a nemonis. Why aren't they nemon? Says the top Rashi. They didn't have a pesha asa. They were Edom Shinishbu. Edom came and said, unfortunately, we know the terrible truth. These two young ladies were taken into captivity. We saw it. We got the emails asking for ransom. We spoke to them on the telephone. They wanted $1 million. We were able to negotiate it down to $100,000. But we know that they were taking Nebuch into captivity. So they don't have any pesha asa anymore. Rather, they're just saying Tahirani. Unfortunately, unless you have conclusive proof, Ein and Emunis, they're not believed to go and say Tahirani because we're Choshesh that maybe, unfortunately, the Goy lived with them. Maybe yes, maybe not, but because of the Cheshash, Ein and Emunis, they cannot go and marry a Goy. However, what happens if you have the two young ladies, one's Chana, one Shprinza? Chana says Shprinza is Tahira. Shprinza says Chana is Tahira. We believe them. Why do we believe them? L'choyer, we have a svara of goimlin. Goimlin means that each one is patting the other one on the back. Each one says, if you'll testify for me, I'll testify for you. Says Rashi, v'shvuya heikilu. We're talking about a case of v'shvuya. By shvuya, number one, it's a very sorry situation. And number two, Rashi said to him, it's a chashash. We don't know for sure. It's a chashash. Maybe they live, maybe they didn't live. So we believe even Eid Echad, just like you have by Iguna, the Chacham who were Mekel, even Eid Echad, Afilu Isha. Here too, Eid Echad, Afilu Isha, even though each one, they were talking about two women, each one of the women is believed to go and say about the other one that she is Tahira. But she's not believed about herself. She's believed about the other one. So Gemara, we have now a Braisa, turn it up. This Braisa is, the Braisa itself is about 10 lines. And then from here until the next Mishnah, we're going to elaborate and explain the Braisa. The Braisa is going to give us four cases of two young ladies. One case is going to be, I am Tamei, but she is Tar. Another case is going to be, I am Tar, she is Tamei. Another case is going to be, both of us are Tamei. And the other case is going to be that both of us are Tar. And we'll see in the Braisa. Sometimes she's believed, sometimes she's not believed. And the Gemara is going to expand the parts. Torki Mar Tanarabah, says the Braisa. Both of us were taken into captivity. Unfortunately, they lived with me, they violated me. But Baruch Hashem, my chavita, she's tahira, nothing happened to her, she's fine. Nemes, she is believed. Now why would she be believed? So the Gemara is going to elaborate, but basically, Anitameya, the reason why she says she's believed is because Shavya Anafsha Chaticha Di'isur. If a person says about himself or herself, that I'm not allowed to do X, Y, and Z, you can believe that. So when she says about herself that unfortunately I'm Tamei, I'm not allowed to marry a Goyim, We believe that individual. She made herself into a person that is a surah l'kai. Believed. As far as chaverti tahira, she said about my chaver, she's like, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, this man shen either zu as zu, hare elu nemanis. So the first case of the Braisa is very straightforward, nemanis, easy. Next case. Ani tahira, I am tahira, the chaverti tmei, but my chaver, unfortunately, is tamei. Ain't nemanis. She's not believed on either of the two. She's not believed about herself. Now the Gemara is going to ask, what are we talking about? Were there Edom? Or were there not Edom? If there are no Edom, then that's the classic case of the Mishnah, the Yomid Aleph. Pesha Asir, Pesha Hinter. So it's talking about Edom. So the Edom are saying, we know that unfortunately she's Tamei. Or at least we know that she was a Shavuya. Since we know she was a Shavuya, she doesn't have a Pesha Asir, Pesha Hinter. And therefore, like we said in the Mishnah, if you have Edom that she's a Shavuya, then Edom Nemes. What about Chaverti Tumeya? Why over there is he also... Now when it says here, Einan Nemenes, it doesn't mean Einan Nemenes, and therefore she's Tahira. If there are Eidim that in fact she's Shvuya, then Einan Nemenes to go and be Matayer her Chavata, the Chavata of which unfortunately will also be the Bechines Tumeya. We'll explain this again in a few more lines. Next case, Aniv Chaverti Tumeya, both I and she are Tumei, Nemenes Alatma, Shavya Nafsha Khatiha Disra, that's fine. They nemenis al Khabita, but she's not believed about a Khabita. Why not? Were there Aidan with an Adi? Again, the more is going to explain. Finally, Aniba Khaberti Tahira, both of us are Tahir. Nemenis al Khabita, she believed about the Khabita, like it says in the Mishnah. Each one can be made for the other. They nemenis al Asma, she's not believed about herself. L'chayra again is talking about where they were Aidan. Amama, we finished the Braisa, so let's explain. Now this is case number two. Because case number one is straightforward. When she says, I'm Tamei, we believe her. Of course we believe her. My Chavit is Toira, we believe her. That was the Mishnah. Let's go to case number two. I'm Tahar, but she is Tamei. She's not believed. Now let's think about this. Hey, Chidam. Either leka Edom, if you're telling me that no Edom at all, Edom over here always means Shvuya, whether she was captured. We don't have any Edom Torah, only a question of Edom that she was captured. Either leka Edom, if there are no Edom, al atzma amaylei mehemda. Why isn't she believed? Nishbesi utahira niko amra. That's yesterday, not yesterday, that's the Omer Aleph's Mishnah. Pesha asar pesha hitin. She said, Nishbesi, I was taken into captivity. So, what's the issue? Why would it say Ein and Emes? It must be that they're Edom. And what are the Edom saying? They're saying, we know Nishbeis. We know for sure that you were taken into captivity. So she doesn't have a Pesha also Pesha Eter. They have to be Choshesh, that maybe unfortunately she is Tamei. So when she says, I am Tahira, Ein and Emes. Now when it says v'chaverti tmeya, the Gemara doesn't address that, but Rashi says, when we're talking about that they're Edom, so the Edom are saying that you cannot say about this chavata, tohar or tamei. What you were saying is basically irrelevant. We have two Edom. Once you have two Edom, that's like the first halach of the Mishnah, that zoyis emeris nishbis tohoirani, ain't in their minds, they're not believed. And this lady is saying about her chavata, she's Tameyani, we don't listen to her. We have two Edom that say Shavuya, automatically she has a status of Tamei. So that's case number two. And the case number two, remember we said she did Ikka Edom, and that's why she's not Ne'emenis about herself to go and say Tohirani. Hey Metzia, so let's go now to the next case. Metzia usually means the middle case, it's really case number three. Ani v'chaveta Tameya, both of us are Tamei. The Nemenes al Atzma, she's believed about herself. Shavi anaf shechati chadisu. They Nemenes al Chaverta, but she's not believed on her Chaverta to go into that she's Tamei. Frey Timara, you just told me a moment ago that there were Edom. The Ika Edom, Amayla Mehemna. If there are Edom that's saying that Shavuya, then she should be believed to say about her Chaverta that she is Tamei. Even if she said nothing about her Chaverta, we will assume that she is Tamei. Because there's a chashash, since she's a Shavuya. If it was Pesha Asim, Pesha Hitter, there are no Edom, okay. Nemanis. But if there are Edom that say Shavuya, then there's no Nemanis. So if either we're going to be choishes that she is Tamei. So Frank Tamara, why are you saying in this case, Ein Nemanis? El Pshita Dalek Edom. Muzach Zayin, that there were no Edom, and since there are no Edom, that's why when she said about herself, Ani, Bechaberti, Tamei, he said Nemanis Al Atzma, because Shal Yarav Shekatich Nisra, Vein Nemanis Al Chavita, but she's not believed in her Chavita, because since there are no Edom, so the Chavita can come to Bezin and say about herself, Rabbi Yisai, Shibuya, and Tohoyrani, Ay about the Chavita. The Chavita is only believed Bishvuya Hekilu, to believe in Ein Echor, Afilo, and Isha, that Loi Nitma, but not to go and say that she's Tamei. For that you have to have two ways that you're not going to believe one woman. Ema Sefer. Oh, so we have already a problem. The problem is that in the ratio we said it's talking about with Eid. This Mitzias is talking about Pshita, the Leke Eid. Ema Sefer, let's go to the final case, the fourth case of the Mice. Aniva Chavetta Toya, both of us are Toya. Nemen, she's believed Al Chavetta. They didn't mean it's a lot, but she's not believed about herself. Pray to Marvi, the Leke Eid, if there are no Eidim around, like we just said by the Mitzias case, there are no Eidim. Atzma Maile Mahemna. Why is she believed? After all, this is a case of Shmuya, Utahirani, Pesha Asar, Pesha Itter. Elam Pshita, that the same is talking about the Ikka Eidim. So now we have a very strange situation. The Reish is talking about that there were Eidim, and the Seif is talking about the Ikka Eidim. Mitzias is talking about the Leke Eidim. Does that make sense that midstream in the middle of the Brisa, we start off Yor Eidim, No Eidim, and then back to Eidim again? That doesn't sound right. So what's Pshat the Brisa? Omer Abaye says we're forced to say in, yeah. It's a strange Pshat in the Brisa, but that's the way it is. Rachel say the Dik Eidim, but see also the Lek Eidim. The Papa Omer Kul Dik Eidim. No, the whole Brisa took up Mit Eidim. However, we have to add one more person to this whole situation. The Ike Eid Echad Iko Apich. And there's one aid that says this is already a third aid. We have two women, we have two aidim that say shvuyois, and we have one aid the ka'apach and says just the opposite of what the lady is saying in the brisa. And we start off the brisa yet once again. Amra, she said, this is again the first case of the brisa. I was never tamei. In other words, they lived with me, but not with my chavit. The omula eid echad, and again the eid echad says just the opposite. At tahira, you are tahar, the chavit of tamei, and your chavit is tamei. Unfortunately, she did live, you didn't know. We can tell you, unfortunately, yeah, tamei, she did live with somebody. Okay, so now, what did it say in the brass? Ne'emenesh, she's believed. She went and made herself chaticha disura in the sense that she said, I'm Tamei. No, she has a right to go and unfortunately hassle herself. As far as Chaverti Tahira, Chaverti Mishtari, you know why? Apuven Dida. Because she said about her Chavata that she's taught. Now it's true that there's one A that says that Nitma'a. Makes no difference. Because of the fact that she said about her Chavata that she's taught. Just like we say by Iguna, Kalmakim Sheminu Chachamim. So it's as if this Isha is like two Eidim that are saying she is Tahira, even though there's one Eid that she's saying that she is Tameya. It's one against two. We're going to go and believe her. That's the reason why Nemes. Okay, that's the first case. Case number two. Ani Tahira b'chaveh to Tameya. She said about herself, I'm Tahir, Baruch Hashem, nothing happened, and my chaveh is Tameya. And the Omala Eid Echad, and one Eid came and said the other way around, At Tmeya, Chaverta Tohira. What did it say in the Braisa? Ein in the minute, she's not believed. Now, why is she not believed? Ihi Kiven the Ikka Eidim, since they're two Eidim. That's what Rapapa said. That Kula the Ikka Eidim. Since they're Eidim that say, that what? Shivuya Lafchol Kamina. When she said that I am to be Tohira, she has no neman. There's no pesha asa pesha inter. The two Eidim that say she was a shvuyah. So she's not neman about herself. Chaverta mishtaria apuma di eid. the chavata, whoever is going to be muteres, based on the eid. In other words, she said about her chavata tmeya, since there is an eid echad that is mapich and says the other way around, no, your chavata is tahira, then we're going to go believe the chavata. Why? Then we're going to believe the eid. Why are we going to believe the eid? Because again, the eid echad has a status like two eidim. The Torah was mamon, the Chacham were mamon to Edim in a case of Iguna and a case of Shavuya. So you have two Edim, or at least you have the strength of two Edim that say she's Torah. Therefore, she's Mishdariah. Lavko Kamina, she is not believed, meaning the lady who's talking in the Brisa who says that my Chavetis Tmeya is not believed. Chaberta Mishdariah Apum in the Eid. She becomes free, in other words, she is Torah, based on the one A that says she's tired. That was case number two. Let's go to case number three. Ani b'chaverti t'mei. Both I and my chaverta are t'mei. What did it say in the price? In the medicine, that's why she can passel herself, but she cannot passel her chaverta. The yom Allah eid echad. One eid said, no, it's just the other way around. At b'chaverta t'hoira. I know about both of you that you're tar. Says Imar. We said in the price, she's nemenis al atzma, but not nemen al chaverta. Ihi is believed Shavisa Nafshachatichad Yisurah. Even though there's one aid that says, young lady, you're taught. If she says about herself, she's Tameya, Shavisa Nafshachatichad Yisurah, she's also. Chaverta is Mishdariya. Why? Apum the aid. Even though she said about her Chaverta, Ani, the Chaverti, Tameya, but you have aid Echa that says, At the Chaverta Tahira. So you rely on that aid Echa. Eid Echad as it did, like Shnayim, like two. Therefore, we believe the eight. We don't believe this lady. Frank Timura, Hasul Amali, Hainaration. Aren't we just repeating what we said a moment ago? In other words, in the previous case, we said where she said about her Chavita, Ani Tahoira Bechaverti Tameya. What's the reason why we say Einen Nemenes Al Chavita? We say Einen Nemenes because of the fact that there's one eight that says that the Chaverti is Tahira, and she has a din of one becomes like two, and therefore, when she said about her chavata that she's tameya, it's one against two, and ain't an MS. So, Hainarachus, we just said that a minute ago. Why are we repeating the case again in the price? So, the Ma'amad is saying, Ma'arik Tahira, I might think in case number three, when she says, Ani, the chaverti, tameya, that really both of them are Tahira. She is ulta tahar. So why is she so foolish to say that she's tameya? By the kamasachi, tomis nafshi and pelishtami dekaavra. In other words, what we didn't know until now is that unfortunately the one that's speaking in this brisa, Chana, is saying about Shprinza that she's tameya because unfortunately they are at loggerheads. They are not friendly. And Chana wants to tia pashtikel. She wants to cause trouble for Shprinza. And she says, Shprinza is a tmeya. She's just afraid that if she's going to come to Bezin, Bezin is going to go and say, I know why she's saying it to him, because she doesn't like Shprinza. So therefore, I'm going to come with a shtickle migoy. What's a migoy? She's going to say about herself, I'm also tmeya, and Shprinza is tmeya. I remember both of us, unfortunately, the goyim lived with us. So since she said that, sounds like what she's saying is truthful. If it says Gemara, I would have thought Tomis Nafshi and Pelishtami the Ka'avda. The reason why she's doing that is because she doesn't mind damaging herself as long as she can cause damage to Shprinza. This is, of course, an allusion to the pasuk which is referring to Shimshon HaGibbar. Shimshon HaGibbar pushed down the pillars. He knew he was going to get killed.
Exactly.
Just repeat. It's Kamash Balan. That's why we have to go and tell the Brisa that in this case, we believe her when she says about herself that she's Tameya, but we don't believe her like the Chavata because we have Eid Echa that says that the Chavata is Tahira. Finally, we have the fourth case of the Brisa. Ani v'chaverti Tahira. The Amla Eid Echa at v'chavert Tameya. She says, I am my Chavata Tahir. And the Eid Echa says, you're both Tamei. Says, what did it say in the Brisa? That when she says about herself, Anim Chaverti Tahira, Nemenes al Chaverta, meaning Nemenes al Asma. She's believed about the Chaverta, but she's not believed on herself. And why is she believed on herself? Again, Right? Her papa says all cases talk about their edim. Lav kol kamina. Then she's not believed about herself. She'd only be believed by herself if it was a pesha asar, pesha hirtim. But you have two edim that say she's a shvuya, so she's not believed about herself. Chaver to mishtari abum adida. Her chavata is muter is because of her, which is of course what we learned in the Mishnah. That even though there are two edim that nishbeisi and about the chavata, but if they made each or the other one, they're nemanas. So tomorrow, sulamali hadereisha. Didn't we have that already? Hadereisha, the reisha. We already said that in the beginning of the brisa. Anit meya v'chaverti tohira ne'emenes. Why is she ne'emenes al chaverti tohira? Because she herself is the two edim. She's only one person, but she has a status like two edim that she's tohira. So the mamar to say mikim ahemdem b'makom the pasla nafsha. When do we believe her if she says about herself, unfortunately, I'm Tameah, but my Chavata is Tahoira, then we would believe her. I will welcome to Mefsha and Afsha, but when she says, I am Tar, and she is Tar, Emile Mehemna will say, the whole thing is a Buga, it's a Buga Maisa, unfortunately, both are Tameah. So when she says, I'm Tameah, sounds like what she's saying is sincere, because she's willing to go and stab herself in the back and say, I'm Tameah, and she is Tahoira. Oh, then maybe we'd believe. But when she said that both of us happen to be Tahira, we shouldn't believe her because she's just trying to kosher herself and she says, I'm kosher, she's kosher, the whole thing is kosher. Kamashulun comes to tell you, no, about herself, she's not Neman, the other one, Yah, and therefore those are the four cases of the Braisa. Have a wonderful day. A good Chodesh and Shabbos.
Thank you.
Hope to see you all in Yad Hashem on Sunday.
Beautiful to have you. Much over Manayim.
One second, Rabbi. Since I'm Yad Hashem, I'll be here Sunday morning here in Mismedesh in Yad Hashem. We usually finish Sunday morning around 7:50 or so, right? So we should be starting roughly 7:55. Not at 8:05 and not at 9 o'clock. I'm Yad Hashem tomorrow morning, 7:55. Brother Barry will be so kind and so gracious to send around an email telling everybody 7:55 for Sunday. And if you can, please send out tomorrow's shir as well from the last Machzor, assuming that we have.
I already did it this morning. I forgot to send it out last week, so I sent it out earlier before the shir.
You're a good man. A good man.
I don't have to
yes,
stand up yesterday.
I'm sorry?
Yesterday, shir. I don't have to stand up yesterday.
We both of them were sent down, both the double MA version and the Zoom version.
I could be mayor that I received it. And listen to
Brother Shai is here and he says he's mayor that he got both of them. Okay, Bli Nader.
I only got Kubdalit.
Gotcha. Kubdalit?
I'm missing Kubgimel.
Gimel? Gimel Kubdalit?
Kubdalit is, you mean for the next, for Shabbos you're missing?
You're talking about tomorrow's blood.
Tomorrow's was sent out already.
That you just heard from Barry. The one that you're talking about, Chav Gimel, was today's blood. Today's blood wasn't sent out. You're talking about Chav Beis? Please check again, but Bli Nader, I will send it out to you a second time, okay?
What time is Sunday?
7:55. Okay? Okay. Have a good day, everybody. Good Shabbos and good Chodesh.